Say in this Visions of Mary series, Professor Dermid McCulloch explores how 16th century reformers coped with the role of the Virgin Mary. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. And that means it's time now for Late Junction with Max Reinhardt. The slide guitar version of Silent Night by John Fay. It's the night before Christmas, so welcome to a Late Junction festoon with me, Max Reinhardt, and all manner of glittering timbres, glowing sonic delights, vintage sparkling tunes and new gifts for your ears. And around midnight, in the very first minutes of Christmas Eve, this month's Late Junction live session, which should get all the corks a-popping, the sleigh bells a-ringing and the snow... Well, let's not talk about the snow, it's Christmas. And here's Father Christmas, as soundtracked by Ryushi Sakamoto in the film Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence.
What month was Jesus born in? Last more than the year. What month was Jesus born in? Last more than the year. Oh Lord, you got January, February, March. Oh Lord, you got April, May, and June. Lord, you got July, August, September, and October, and November. You got the 25th day of December, and it's the last month in the year.
He was born in an ox-cart manger last month in the year. He was born in an ox-cart manger last month in the year. Oh, Lord, you got January, February, March. Oh, Lord, you got April, May, and June. Lord, you got the July, August, September, and October, and I know November, you got the 25th day of December, and it's the last month in the year. I'm talking about a Mary's baby, last month in the year. And I'm talking about a Mary's baby, last month in the year. Oh, Lord, you got January, February, March. Oh, Lord, you got April, May, and June. Lord, you got July, August, September, and October, and November. You got the 25th day of December, and it's the last month in the year. What month was Jesus born in? Last month in the year. What a month was Jesus born in? Last month in the year. Oh, Lord, you got January, February, March. Oh, Lord, you got April, May, and June. Lord, you got the July, August, September, and October, and November. You got the 25th day of December, and it's the last month in the year. Thank you.
Recorded in 1991 in a hotel room in Nyahururu in Kenya's Rift Valley province, Henry Maccabee brought back the 1950s finger-picking styles on his guitar with a song called Likuda Bibi. Before that, Odetta sang Vera Hall's song What Month Was Jesus Born In? And the certainty of her answer is actually disputed by a whole host of ecclesiastical and historical authorities. Arguably, there are 12 correct answers to the question, but I'll let it lie there. Here's a seasonal reflection from the Walkman, originally from Washington, D.C. They toured throughout the land from Glasgow to Bournemouth last month, While I Shovel the Snow.
Well, they say, can't please everyone, but I'm stuck on a winning streak. Well, today, there's clarity, and tonight, I see tomorrow. All at once, the winner's here, all the lies are frozen over. As I look
side of the world.
George Harrison's near Bollywood style arrangement of Ravi Shankar's song I Am Missing You from the exquisite collaborations box set that celebrates the bond between the Beatle and the sitar player. It encapsulates a legend that is one of the roots of the world music tree that has grown in the forests of our musical consciousness since those heady days. Why, I do remember seeing Ravi Shankar and tabla player Alaraka sitting on their carpet on stage in the Royal Festival Hall way back when you could look up and see two mustachioed mop tops in red velvet jackets reclining in one of the boxes. Rebecca Saunders was born in the same year as that concert, 1967, and this year she was composer in residence at the Huddersfield Contemporary Music Festival. This is a work which was premiered in November 2007 and is inspired by Samuel Beckett's final prose poem, Stirring Still, a fragile testament to fading consciousness. Rebecca Saunders' Stirring Still for five players, alto flute, oboe, clarinet in A, piano and crotales, performed by Music Fabric. Well, Christmas Eve is nearly upon us, so let's break out the carol variation, performed by the Uri Caine Ensemble, from Uri Caine's epic reworking of Bach's Goldberg Variations.
Je rêve de plus de bon vent pour faire virer le monde. La grande vague est venue, la grande vague est partie. Je rêve de plus d'un îlot pour nous sauver la peau. Le soleil me tape fort, le soleil me tape fort. Ma peau me dit toutes les peaux sont égales, égales.
Je ne veux pas d'un or qui serait né plus fort. Je ne veux pas d'un sud qui serait de sang pur. Je ne veux pas d'un seul lieu dont les excès soient des besoins en d'autres lieux. Je ne veux pas d'une paix réservée aux rois et le reste du peuple à la croix. La 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 la
la. Dire que les daltoniens sont ceux qui nous voient en couleur. Le soleil me tape fort. Le soleil me tape fort, aïe 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 aïe.
Simba, 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 simba.
Le soleil me tape fort. le soleil me tape fort, aïe 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 aïe, égalego,
égalego. Je ne veux pas d'un homme qui serait des plus forts. Je ne veux pas d'un sud qui serait de sang pur. Je ne veux pas d'un seul lieu dont les excès soient des besoins en d'autres lieux. Je ne veux pas d'une paix réservée aux rois et le reste du peuple condamné à la croix. La 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 la. Égal égo, égal égo,
égal
égo, égal égo,
égal égo,
égal égo, égal égo. Égal égo, égal égo, égal égo, égal égo, égal égo, égal égo.
White Christmas, come on Dancer, come on Prancer, get up Rudolph.
Sleigh bells in the snow, 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 sleigh bells in the snow.
Sleigh dreaming of a snow, white Christmas,
sleigh bells in the snow, sleigh bells in the snow,
with every Christmas,
in the snow,
Christmas,
sleigh bells in the snow, sleigh bells in the snow, sleigh
bells
in the snow, sleigh
bells
in the snow, sleigh bells in the snow, sleigh bells in the snow, sleigh bells in the snow, sleigh
bells
in the snow, sleigh
bells
in the snow, sleigh bells in the snow, sleigh
bells
in the snow, sleigh bells in the snow,
jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Sleigh bells in the snow, 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 sleigh bells in the snow.
Ha! Christmas!
Man, it's cold out here. 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 Man, it's cold out here.
Just like the ones, the ones, the ones I used to know.
Man, it's cold out here. Man, it's cold out here.
I'm just a freeloader down in Arizona.
It's cold out here.
You know down there it don't snow.
Man, it's cold out here. Man, it's cold out here. Man, it's cold out here. Man,
dreaming of a hot Christmas.
Man, it's cold out here. Man, it's cold out here.
With every
man,
Christmas,
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 man,
smile on me.
Man, it's cold out here. Man,
where
it's cold out
you
here.
Can buy tequila,
man, it's cold out
and
here.
Then a senorita.
Man, it's cold out here.
And
man,
make it
cold out
heat.
Here. Man, it's cold out here. Man, it's cold out
crinkle
here.
Bells,
man,
crinkle bells, crinkle bells, crinkle night and
man,
day.
Man, it's cold out here. 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 Man,
it's cold out here. Man, it's cold out here. Man, it's cold out here. Man,
White Hot Christmas, a doo-wop rarity unearthed from the Ace Record vaults in LA and re-edited by Herb Feinstein. The vocalists could be the Debonairs, but he's rechristened them the Elves. Well, that's Christmas for you. Before that, Cape Verde's Mario Lucio, with a wonderful wonky slice of Mourner magic, Egal Ego, on which he was joined by Ralph Tamar and Mario Conongue from Martinique. Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Accentus and Concerto Cone, directed by Lawrence A. Quilby, performing Dietrich Buxtehude's Alleluia, which may or may not have inspired Bach's Christmas oratorio. Italo Calvino's novel, If on a Winter's Night a Traveller, on the other hand, definitely inspired this Late Junction session. Yes, it's close to midnight and almost officially Christmas Eve, so let the session ring out. And, inspired by the fact that Calvino's novel is filled with fantastic beginnings of stories with no endings, and that Christmas is a good time for a tale or two, into one studio we gathered rapper and poet Ty, music boxologist, chanteurs and multi-instrumentalist Hannah Peel, and saxophonist and composer Jason Yard. And this is what transpired.
Another, and could never be free. Christmas, that special time. Snow, good food, mince pies, presents. Yeah, presents. Now, for me and my sis, presents were rare. And this year, this particular Christmas, we decided that we just wanted one simple thing. We just wanted a color TV. Hello? All of these kids at school are watching cartoons, are watching all different programs in color, and me and my sister are watching it on some gray television without any scope. We can't tell what color He-Man is. He's just gray. And we wanted a color TV. So my dad said one day, you know what, for this Christmas, we'll get it for you, don't worry. We'll get you a color TV. So we took him at his word, you know. We're his kids. You know, your parents say they'll get you something, a BMX. Still waiting for that. This particular afternoon when my dad came to pick me up, he had a different look in his eye. He proclaimed, Obi! Maria! Come! We have color TV! So now, me and my sister looked at each other and we was like, yes! Life is changing. This Yay! Is it. And as we started to head home, we basically ran at the speed that we ran, which was... while he walked at the speed that he walked, which was... So we kept running at the speed that we was running, which was... while he kept plodding... So eventually, we arrived home, kissed my mum, and tried to head straight to the front room. Some people call it sitting room, some people call it living room. We call it front room. Before we headed into the room, my dad said, no! Before you go into that room, I need you to sweep the floor, tidy the house, wash your clothes before you go there and enjoy that television. So me and my sister looked at each other and we were like, you know what? This is cool. Okay. So we did everything. And for the first time in our lives, we did these chores happily, knowing that we were going to watch Godzilla and Godzuki in color for the first time in our little lives. So we did it. We rushed around. Okay. Like mad people. And then we descended upon the front room.
Yes! Yes!
So now, as we burst through the door, about to switch on our TV and get our He-Man and Masters of the Universe on, get our Godzuki on, get our Godzilla on, we were met by a very dark image. Now let me explain. Lucozade bottles are not what they used to be. Huh? Back then, a Lucozade bottle was a glass bottle wrapped in dark orange cellophane. Our dad had taken the Lucozade wrapper, an orange sheet, and had placed it on our black and white television, sellotaped it around the edges, and he proclaimed, it's color! And that was our Christmas present for that year. Thanks, Dad. Thanks a bunch. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Dad. Yeah.
So
So a Lake Junction session called If on a Winter's Night a Traveller. And here we are at Maida Vale Studio, and the place is filled with brass instruments. They all belong to Jason Yard. Hi, Jason.
Hello.
You also seem to have a whole array of percussion instruments.
Mm-hmm.
And a shark.
Got to have a squeaky shark.
You do. And then the other thing that's that the place is littered with, bits of music box ticker tape, or what's it actually called, Hannah? Because it's your ticker tape and your music box.
I don't actually know.
Okay.
It's just a hole punched paper.
Okay, hole punched paper, yeah. Anyway, we've got Hannah Peel in the house with her music boxes. And, of course, we've also got Ty. Hello, Ty.
Hello, Max. How you doing? You missed some instruments. There's a violin over there.
Yeah.
Hannah brought some horns
grand
too.
Piano.
Grand piano. And sound effects.
Yeah,
we're making up sound effects as we go.
Yes, I've actually heard the sellotape reel being played since I've been in here.
That's right. I featured heavy on the sellotape.
Did you have to practice that for a while?
Yeah, I did. There's a length of the sound that we have to get.
I could tell. So we're bringing Christmas joy to the world. And what does If on a Winter's Night a Traveller mean to you, Hannah?
Yeah, I really liked Calvino's book, If on a Winter's Night a Traveller. And so I had a read of that and found a lot of really nice things in it.
So what have you prepared for today? How do you think it's been going today?
Yeah, I brought with me a track called Come Wander With Me, which is based on an episode of The Twilight Zone in the 60s. It was originally sung by Bonnie Beecher and written by Jeff Alexander, about a traveller who goes around America searching for old folk songs and wanders upon this little village and gets into a little wood and hears this beautiful voice of this woman singing this folk song. And that folk song, I've done a remix on my music box.
And how have you responded to this, Jason?
Bit of soprano saxophone. Well, you see, that's the story so far. There's still...
Yeah, I'm just dipping into the heart of the session. And how is it for you? Because are you feeling like a fish out of water, Ty, or do you think
I'm feeling like a fish fried, dipped in a big vat of oil, brought out, eaten, and partaking in this session. It feels good. It's good to be stretched. And I think it's good to... It's a beautiful moment for me because obviously we're in a big place like Maida Vale. It doesn't get any better than this. And we're like kids in here. So we've met for the first time and just kind of clicked and playing, you know, sound stages and building songs. And I think for me, it's really about serious music and being creative, and everybody's individual vibes are coming through in this recording.
So yeah, it does actually feel quite magical in here. It feels really very creative. And it's a good place to be at Christmas, of course, because they call it the Bing Crosby Studio, because
right,
it's the last place he ever sang, apparently.
Oh.
Okay, well, I ought to let you just get on with it now.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Happy Christmas, everybody.
Festive vibes.
And a Happy New Year. Thank you.
He repeatedly blinked as if closing his eyes would erase the puzzle of her beauty. Nothing else seemed to matter. Her husband-to-be, time, sundown, nothing. It was as if any sudden creature movements or flapping of wings could not disturb their clarity. He needed to be with her. It was as simple and as straightforward as life and death itself. He needed to be with her. And as time swayed, and as they stood still, hearts pounded, blood rushed, and the true feelings emerged.
Yeah.
travellers, we have no roads, but we must go on. Or so it says on the wall of a church in San Francisco, anyway. That was our Christmas Eve Late Junction session. If on a Winter's Night a Traveller, featuring Ty, Hannah Peel and Jason Yard. So many merry thank yous to them all for such a red-hot chestnut of a session. And thanks also to engineers Martin Appleby and Joe Langton and producer Philip Tagney. And of course, the spirits of Bing Crosby and Italo Calvino. Willie Nelson's 1979 album Pretty Paper presented Christmas songs in his own unique style, Christmas as a kind of existential tragedy or indeed car crash. Here's the great man, spot on as ever, capturing the Christmas spirit with his own version of this expressionist seasonal ditty that he wrote himself.
Pretty paper, pretty ribbons blue, wrap your presents to your darling from you. Pretty pencils to write I love you. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Crowded streets, busy feet hustle by. Downtown shoppers, Christmas is nigh. And there he sits, all alone on the sidewalk, hoping that you won't pass him by. Should you stop, better not, much too busy. Better hurry, my, how time does fly. And in the distance, the ringing of laughter. And in the midst of the laughter, he cries. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Wrap your presents to your darling from you. Pretty pencils to write I love you. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Oh, pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue.
Baramgot are a Korean music group who play traditional and adapted traditional instruments and base their music around the improvisational prowess of their musicians. There they were with Baying Bing. And here are Tung with Whiskey. It is, after all, the very epicentre of that time of the year.
Believed in you. Remember when he said, words are always hard to manage, can't get out of bed. Now hear him through the empty city. He swept you off your feet. You're sweeping up the dust now, baby. Drink your whiskey neat.
Thank you.
some early Dohnányi. From Three Pieces, Opus 23, that was number one in C, played by Martin Roscoe. And before that, Shining Furrows, from Christopher Campbell's work, Sound the All Clear. That's a very universal signal to sound on Christmas Eve. Peace throughout the universe to all the species. He says he wrote it from the perspective of a bean sprout or insect in the bean fields of Iowa. Really? Errol Linton is a world-class harmonica player. Some days he still graces the prime busker spots on London Underground. Someday soon, I hope the Robert Plants and the Justin Adams of this world will invite him to join them on stage. Who knows? Meantime, here he is with his blues vibe, plus Abram Wilson on trumpet. It's a track from his new CD, Mama Said, Roll On Tomorrow. Amen to that.
From the storms, yes, it's raining. One room, family room, a perfect heater, 10p in a meter. All but long, a boy will still have fun. Down the bomb sites where we first skim stones. Messing around in a derelict homes. Ruby Rubin is her name. Raised the family right, was a hang. We were younger, held us in our arms. She did shelter us from the storm. Yes, it was raining, one room, family room. Perfect heater, 10p in the meter. All but long, boy, we still have fun. Down the bomb sites where our first game stone. I'm messing around in a derelict home. Roll on, let the day be done. 'Cause tomorrow we're gonna have some fun. I said, roll on, let the day be done. 'Cause tomorrow we're gonna have some fun. Ruby, Ruby. Sites where we first came stone. Messing around in a derelict home. Roll on, boy, let the day be done. 'Cause tomorrow we're gonna have some fun. I said, roll on, let the day be done. Tomorrow
We're gonna have some fun.
Thank you.
Susumu Yokota, the Japanese house DJ who's become an ambient artist, explores a seasonal theme with Nancy Elizabeth on vocals. 12 days, 12 nights. Well, summer out there, Santa has set off, the presents are wrapped, the turkey's in the fridge, and it's time for me to wish a very Merry Christmas to all the musicians who've created the music we've been playing, to everyone at Radio 3 who've made Lake Junction happen throughout the year, but most of all to you and all of our listeners across the UK and the rest of the world. I'm Max Reinhardt, and I'll be back with you in the post-Christmas but still festive world of next Tuesday night. But I'll leave you this Christmas Eve with a less overtly seasonal, but still right-on-the-button festive track. Grandma Easter's Lullaby from Native American singer and musician Pura Fay. Followed by Lateral, some Christmas-tide ambience from Simon Limbrick to mop up the gravy. Good night. Amma, 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 amma
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see they bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful
world. Welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. So is sleep evading you at the moment, or is nothing further from your mind? Anyway, here's someone who had rather more of it than she planned, Tchaikovsky's Sleeping Beauty. It's a complete performance of the ballet from the 2008 BBC Proms with Valery Gergiev conducting the London Symphony Orchestra. Setting off now with a prologue and Act 1. Themes at the start here for the evil fairy Carabosse and her good counterpart, the Lilac Fairy. Then to the King's Court and Princess Aurora's christening. 2 decades pass, suitors turn up for the princess. Carabosse eventually cackles in triumph as Aurora pricks her finger, after which the Lilac Fairy, with a wave of her wand, puts the whole court to sleep.